Today, police in Britain say that a government scientist committed suicide. He was in the midst of a controversy over weapons of mass destruction. We'll have an update in the next half hour. And tomorrow on All Things Considered, we will hear about the way that Iraq and weapons of mass destruction are becoming issues in the presidential campaign. The presidential candidates are raising money for that campaign, and they are depending on some energetic friends.
I'm getting ready. Kind of loosening up.
The president attended a fundraiser last night in Dallas. Between that event and another scheduled to... The president attended a fundraiser last night in Dallas. Between that event and another scheduled tonight in Houston, the campaign expects to bring in $7 million. People at the Texas events made the maximum legal donation, $2,000 each.
We love Texas, and we love our friends. We want to thank our friends for helping us. You're laying the foundation for what is going to be a great victory in November of 2004.
This weekend's money comes on top of the $35 million the presidential campaign reported raising this past spring. To raise so much from so many people, the Bush campaign has to rely on donors with connections who can solicit money from a lot of friends. Bush supporters who bring in donations totaling $100,000 are designated pioneers. People who bring in $200,000 are called rangers. The pioneers include Carol Bianda. She's the vice president of a California construction firm, and she has just been elected to a senior position in the Associated Builders and Contractors. That trade association favors tax cuts and opposes too many union work restrictions. Bianda collected $130,000 from her fellow contractors.
I was at our legislative conference, and we just had voted to endorse President Bush. So, I mean, this is going to sound bizarre, but it was almost fun because you could kind of excite him about the process. And a little competition in different areas. Well, shoot, the people from this area of the United States, we could raise this much. Can you raise more in yours? And just going around talking to them.
You didn't raise all this money during this conference, did you?
Yeah, we did.
How many days?
Three.
3 days?
But, I mean, they were a captive audience. They would give anyway. You just had to make it easy for them to give.
Can you just give me an idea of the mechanics of it? I mean, how do you collect the money? How does it get to the Bush campaign? What happens then?
There's a form that has kind of a tracking number, and the people fill that out, and they give you that with their check or their credit card information, and had a, not a briefcase, but like a little satchel. Put them in there, put them together, put them in a big envelope, and took them to the campaign. There's still more to get. My goal is to be a ranger. I wanted to make it in 3 days. I didn't.
You want to get to the $200,000 mark.
Yeah.
I suppose this system is quite useful for everybody involved. It's clear that your association is responsible for raising this much money for George W. Bush. They know who their friends are, and you know that they know who their friends are.
Yes. We see it as kind of a bonus that because, yeah, the association gets some credit, but the individuals get credit, so it's a win-win.
What Carol Bianda does is a highly organized version of a long-standing practice. It's called bundling. Members of a trade association, company, or interest group contribute together, so the collective donation has a bigger impact. To learn more, we called Larry Makinson of a nonprofit called the Center for Responsive Politics.
The law says you can only give $2,000 to a candidate for any one election. Now, that's double the amount it was in the last election. But if you really want to give serious money, particularly to the presidential candidates, you really bundle contributions. Evidence of that is already seen in George W. Bush's profile. His top contributor is Merrill Lynch right now, and Merrill Lynch has already given more than $264,000 to his campaign.
And in the case of Merrill Lynch, there is one individual who appears to be getting credit for a whole lot of that money, maybe nearly all of it.
The CEO of the company is the one that's been, is already signed up now as one of the top Bush fundraisers.
Tracking these contributions through a specific company or a specific industry sounds a little bit like tracking an infectious disease.
Sometimes I think we have a lot in common with the Centers for Disease Control, indeed, as we go through these databases.
It's easy to track bundling by the Bush campaign because the campaign voluntarily discloses that information. The names of the rangers and pioneers go up on a website. It's a little harder to track the Democrats, but Larry Makinson sees some evidence of bundling as he looks through the financial disclosures that campaigns put out this week. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts received $250,000 from just four prominent law firms. A few universities gave tens of thousands to former Vermont Governor Howard Dean.
College professors, primarily, yeah. You know, he's been making the rounds of talking to people on campuses. He's using whatever network you can build in the educational system, and it does show up in his profile. Interestingly, his top contributor, though, is not from the educational sector. It's actually from Hollywood, AOL Time Warner. $46,000, a little more than $46,000 Dean has collected from them.
Do we know if that is one infectious outbreak of Howard Deanism inside AOL Time Warner, or if that was individuals from different places? Do we know if there was any bundling here?
Well, I'm sure there was some bundling to produce $46,000 from one company. I mean, AOL Time Warner is like any other company in that they have a lot of people who work for it. They work for different companies. They have got a million different subsidiaries. Nonetheless, the word somehow got around in AOL Time Warner that that Dean might be someone you might want to look at, you might want to support, and people there have actually pulled out the checkbooks and given him money.
A spokesman for Howard Dean says the campaign has no idea why so much money came from employees of AOL Time Warner. But Larry Makinson says you can often trace such an outbreak of political fundraising to a single organized person, someone hoping to become a major financial supporter of the next president.